Good morning and welcome to the Preventing Grace podcast for the last day of September. This will go up shortly before I go to the dentist on Monday.
Oh, we're recording on Saturday.
Yeah. So I'm looking.
What's the date? The last day of
September. Monday will be the last day of September.
Oh.
So the 30th. And today is not the 30th.
Oh, right, yes. Is there September 31st?
No. Don't you know the rhyme?
No, I don't know the rhyme. I don't pay attention to these things.
Every child learns how many days are in a month with the rhyme.
I don't.
That's terrible.
I never learned the rhyme. And I've never taught the rhyme.
Well, you only even have to know the first line of the rhyme. It says 30 days hath September. That's the rhyme. So, we're here, as usual, watching the soccer time, and it's a very beautiful fall day.
It's very nice. It's not too cold.
It's going to be really hot today, I guess, again.
The trees are beginning to turn.
Finally. It's going to be pretty bad, though. I can tell already that this fall is going to be a bad one.
And you say that every fall, and it happened, I think it happened once.
It happened last year.
No, that's not true. Last year was a guy's fall.
No, it wasn't.
Thinking of the year before that.
Last year was...
No, see, this is what happens. Every year in your mind becomes a bad, because it's marked as one fall, where it is all the trees just turn brown and there are no colors. But that wasn't the same. That was not last year.
There were only like three trees that turned.
No.
Anyway, I'm upset about it already. Also, it's really late. Like, almost nothing has turned, and everything peaks on the 10th, but that's not going to happen this year because the 10th is like 2 weeks away. And it needs a long time for the color to develop. So it's bad. It's really bad. It's one of the worst already. So today we are going to talk about a thing that's really great and will change your life for the better.
You should write your next book on this. Really.
I think so. I think this is going to be...
It's clearly a money pot.
It's clearly a money pot. And I would like to attract the money towards myself. Especially since...
You've got to vibrate in the right
way. My computer is not vibrating at all. And all of my things that I was working on are in the computer, and I can't get them out.
Right.
So for a whole day, I can't work on the things that matter to me most in my life. So
maybe our listener would have heard of The Secret.
Okay. Well, I hadn't heard of it.
Because that we're going to talk about the law of attraction and how important it is.
I'm trying to attract my computer
right.
to me.
So this is a big deal. If you ever read The Secret, or you've heard of The Secret by Rhonda Byrne, it sold like, what, billions and billions of copies. And
isn't it Oprah's thing?
Oprah. She was on Oprah, and so that sealed it.
I thought in my mind that Oprah had actually written The Secret, but I guess I was...
No. It was one of her books, though, that she's like hawking.
It was such a... great secret that everybody got to know about it.
Well, and then, you know, of course, when it's on Oprah, every evangelical or every Pentecostal charismatic says, we've got to find a way to baptize this thing. and so now, you know, you hear about the law of attraction in Christian circles and the secret of attracting success in your dreams and your destiny, and it's all within your power to do that, because if you know the secret of the
right.
of how to do
it. Which
that.
They're going to tell you when you pay just a little bit of money, so that the secret that the money rolls down into the pockets of the people who write The Secret. It's an amazing secret. I found a video. The reason we're talking about this is because I found a really great video on the internet. And so we can work through the video. But also, I recognized in the video a lot of Rachel Hollis stuff that I thought was what I found it in her. I was confused, having not read The Secret myself. I didn't know where it came from, but I think a lot of her stuff must come from The Secret. So we have this great video. Should we do it?
Yes, we should play the video. Because this is, because, you know, it's not just about, spirituality, it's also science.
Oh yeah, because science. So much science. This video is by somebody named Bob Proctor, who I'd never heard of, and the video is called The Law of attraction. It's the Proctor perspective, the law of attraction. So I'm going to play it. It's a nice older man who actually looks exactly like my Uncle Sant, my Italian Uncle Santo. Santo, who, that means saint, in case right. you didn't know. Was one of my
Uncle Saint.
Favorite people in the world and has gone to be with the Lord. And this person looks like him. I'm actually wondering if Uncle Sant reincarnated this Pop Rocker, but no, I don't think so, because I know that Uncle Sant is with Jesus, and this person, I don't know where he's going. But he's being attracted to something.
Well, he does quote...
And somewhere.
He does quote Solomon later on. So that must mean he's a Christian. So.
Yeah. Okay, ready? There's some nice music.
You know, we're frequently asked about the law of attraction. And the law of attraction really is misunderstood by most people. They really are. The secret, it was a phenomenal success. It went viral, of course. 500 million people have watched it all over the world. And it was about the law of attraction. So everybody thinks they understand the law of attraction because they watched The Secret. Watching The Secret does not educate you on the law of attraction. What it does...
They should have, like, classes or something, you know, because if there's a popular book and a movie, and it's clearly an important law, why don't they teach this in school? Where are the classes?
There probably are out there.
Because it's reasonable to suspect once you watch a movie about something, you know everything about it. So if that's not the case, what needs to happen is there needs to be, like, maybe in chemistry, biology.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that we do have biology in the schools, and a biology teacher who watched this video would be, like, throwing up on their shoes. In fact, I know a biology teacher. I'm going to ask later, like, so what about the law of attraction? Because this is science. This is so much science.
And people think they know a lot about the law of attraction, but they just haven't gotten
it. They haven't, because they only right. watched the movie.
They only watched the movie.
I mean, I only took biology class, like, 30 years ago or something.
They didn't even know about the law of attraction back then.
Oh, it needs to come up to date.
Right.
But see, like, my children took biology last year, and they did not cover
the law of attraction.
The law of attraction.
And they go to a Christian...
I know. Gosh.
What are they teaching these kids?
What a waste of our money. Okay.
It creates an awareness that there is such law. What we have to understand is that it's a secondary law. Now, what do we mean by that? Well, there's a primary law called the law of vibration.
Ah, see, how can we expect our kids to know the law of attraction if they don't know the law of vibration? Did you?
I mean, I'm not up on my sciencing laws. I know that there's, like, the law of thermodynamics and, like, the law of... Isn't gravity a law?
Yeah, I think it's a law.
And there's, like, laws that are all mathy laws.
Yeah, I think this is that, because we've seen this video, and he's about to explain that everything is vibrating. And so the thing is, when you want something, you also vibrate.
Okay, so I know also, because I did take biology a really long time ago, that there's a lot of space in the universe because atoms are really small.
Wait, what did you say?
But, like, wait, the space inside of an atom is really, you know, like the whole universe, because the electrons go around the nucleus. And there, I think that's what he's trying to say. Like, atoms are... in motion, you know, the things go around the right. other things, and so if you look at a tree, it looks like it's just sitting there, but obviously there's molecular structures in the tree that are
vibrating
in motion.
Are they vibrating?
Don't think that I haven't heard any sciencey people say the word vibrate. I'm gonna stop talking about science. Okay, yeah. Can you go on?
Yeah.
The law of vibration decrees that everything in the universe moves. Nothing rests. The body in a coffin...
See, I think that he's trying to do, like, atoms.
You think that's what he's doing?
Yeah, I think that's what he's doing. Because it's true that, like, electrons and... Is it protons go around the little thing in the middle?
Yeah, I know.
And I think that's what he's trying to say.
Okay, so that's the sciencey...
That's the sciencey. And that's not called the law of vibration, though. Like, yeah, that's not what that's called.
That's called law. I don't think that...
And I think that people who know about all that stuff would not go where he's going to go with this.
Is moving. I'm proud. You're probably thinking this guy's smoking something. Listen, if the body in a coffin wasn't moving, how would it ever change to dust? It's always moving.
Wait,
the body in the coffin, if it's not vibrating, how does it go into dust? That's a great question. Like, wow, I've never asked that question before.
But is it the body that's moving, or is it like the stuff decomposing in the body?
So things are in motion.
Yeah, but the body's not like doing anything.
He's talking about the molecular structure of a body.
It's always vibrating. Everything vibrates. We live in an ocean of motion.
Okay.
An ocean of motion.
I just am sure that the word vibrate is not the word
that he's wanting
that sciences the scientists use. Okay, but we live in an ocean of motion, and we are, together we are an ocean. All right. So, like, it comes together
in a way.
In an ocean of motion. It's so great.
Take a microscope and look at a solid wall. It's not solid. It only appears to be solid. A perception problem there.
I don't think you can do that with, can you do that with a microscope? Like, how big is your microscope? So we have one of those little things at home, and when we look at a solid wall through our microscope,
if we had an actual microscope,
like an atomic microscope,
yeah, okay. And then we hit a wall, we probably see like atoms and stuff.
So it's a perception problem, right? Like, because you don't have a
microscopic vision
that lets you see the atoms moving, you have a perception problem.
But the fact that everything's moving has to have some kind of
important.
Yeah, I mean, there has to be some spiritual meaning. Truth. Bound up in that, right. Like the ocean in motion, or the motion in what is it?
We live in an ocean of motion. That's important.
That's what the song's about.
That's what I was saying. Together we're an ocean of motion.
Oh, and the together we're an ocean is from the song Oceans,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It all,
keep up. It's you're not vibrating your mind to keep up with my dizzying intellect this morning.
Yeah.
Good one.
Something obscene about this whole idea.
You'll see the wall moving right in front of your eyes. There's a particle of energy and they're dancing right before your eyes. That's the law of vibration. The law of vibration decrees everything moves, nothing rests. We literally live in an ocean of motion.
He just said that. Okay, but the law of vibration that's doesn't really decree anything. Like, that's not a law. That's not one of the... Well, I gotta look it up. Maybe it is a law. Maybe I'm a clown.
Maybe there's... Yeah. Well...
We could Google, I guess, but let's just go on.
Now, this physical instrument we're living in, we call our body, is a molecular structure, and it's in a very high speed of vibration. Our brain is an electronic switching station.
No,
when we
no,
activate
no,
brain cells, wait. We alter the vibration in different parts of the body. I could not...
No. Wait, our brain is not an electronic switching station. And I've read a lot of stuff, like the people who... The problem with the brain as a computer, that mode of thinking, we've had that since we got computers. We immediately rushed and decided to think of the human brain as a computer because it's so great.
Right.
But brain scientists, which, you know, brain surgery, think that that's really faulty. That's actually not how the brain works because it's not a computer.
Yeah, yeah.
Thinking about ourselves as computers is a bad
way. Yeah, but he's not up to the computer age. He's talking about
in an electronic switching station.
Maybe your brain is an electronic switching station and mine's a computer.
The telephone, like you make a call and then into your old fashioned, you've got your earpiece
and the secretary's in there
doing this down. Where did you? And then there's somebody listening in on the line. Where did you want this call to go?
Right.
An electronic switching. So that's great. Okay.
Not move my hand up and down or my arm up and down without first giving a message to my brain to do that. Well, the brain activates cells in the body. It sets up a vibration in the body. The vibration that the mind and body are in.
Yeah, I don't think the brain sets up a thing.
Well, I think what he's saying is when your switching station says move your arm, you vibrate in a certain way differently than you vibrated before you moved your arm. The vibrating is happening in a different frequency of vibration. Again, there's something obscene about this whole
okay.
whole way of expressing
it. I think you should stop saying that.
It's just weird.
Well, yes, weird is definitely.
Yeah, well.
Is going to dictate what you attract. Because when you put yourself in the vibration, what you're really doing is put yourself on a specific frequency.
Ah, so like, well, how you waggle depends on what comes your way, right? So yeah. So you waggle in a certain way, and things are attraction. So like, things that are waggling in the same way are attracted to it. Is that the idea? Like other vibrating things.
You got to hit the right frequency.
Okay.
Because also radio.
Right, radio. Right.
Radio. I think we've got the electronic switching station and the radio, which is also like a really important technological thing that happened to America, humanity.
Most people set a goal and then wait for it to happen. It's never going to happen. You've got to assume that it's already happened.
You've
got a picture of it.
I lost the track of it. So you got to assume that what's already happened?
Your goal. You got to set a goal. You got to set the frequency. You're setting the wrong frequency, so your vibrations are not going in the correct area, and so when you're not attracting the right things to yourself.
All right.
So your
goals don't happen. My goal is that everyone at Good Shepherd comes to church tomorrow.
I know, I'm going
to
set. I'm
setting. That's my goal.
My frequency.
My brain is vibrating. And so I'm hoping that you're getting the vibrations that I'm vibrating if you're a Good Shepherd. Go to church.
My goal is for the house to be clean, so I'm setting my vibrations right now. My frequency. Okay.
Your mind. Mentally, it's already happened. It's happened because I've got the idea in my conscious mind.
Okay, so I'm sorry. My house is already clean.
You don't have to. You take the afternoon off, babe. Just vibrate out. Vibrate the floors.
My house is so clean right now.
Right.
Just like in the car that I'm sitting in.
We're seeing this
right now.
We're seeing how this is so attractive to the radical charismatic Pentecostal mind here, because this is name it. This is why you can name and claim things. This is why
is the science.
You can declare your dream destiny and have it come to pass.
Because science,
right?
Rachel Hollis definitely says this, like, you have to talk in the present. Well, I won't. He's going to say more about it.
If I didn't have the idea in my conscience, I couldn't talk to you about it. The very fact I can talk to you about it means that I've already got it. Then I've got to get emotionally involved in it.
Hey, see, that's just...
Because if your emotions aren't there, then what good? It won't even matter. Like if your brain's vibrating, so what? What about your heart? Is your heart vibrating?
I love about this is, like, if I was having to talk to somebody who only would talk in the present tense about things that are actually not true, another word for that is lying. But and like really bad communication. If I did this with my children, like. The house is clean, children. It is. So let's just go out for ice cream.
Or the bishop calls. How many people came to your church yesterday?
Everyone.
1,000 people.
1,000 people came yesterday.
1,000 people
are here
to my church
right now.
Right now.
Right now. They are literally in the building. Just, it's incoherent. Okay.
Emotionally involved in it. I'm already emotionally involved in the goal that I've got. I've got it intellectually. I've got it emotionally. It's only a period of time till it moves into form. How does it move into form? Well, you attract whatever's required for it to move into form. You attract all the energy that's necessary to produce the physical result. How do you do that?
Wait. I want to hear how you do it.
Okay.
Do that by intellectually and emotionally staying in the vibration.
Okay. All right.
That you desire. You see it already in the present tense.
Okay. So that.
Yeah. Because science. I shouldn't shout. I'm sorry. Because so much science.
Well, so this is imagine what people can do if they just take hold of the secret. Like, imagine what people can get in their lives. Like, I want money. I want lots of money. I want lots of money for doing nothing tomorrow or today.
Right now.
I have lots of money and I don't have to work for it.
Yes. Amen.
And I want the porch to be fixed and the.
Praise the Lord.
Bricks to be pointed. Yeah. I they are pointed.
They
So let's see. We got to see what happens.
When we get home, that mortar is just going to like arrive on our porch because of the frequency.
I have great emotion about this. I'm emotionally and intellectually involved in me getting lots of money.
Yeah. Well, me too.
Right.
Okay.
So that keeps you on the frequency And that frequency then dictates what you're going to attract. You can only attract to you what's in harmonious vibration with you. Now, if you're holding an image...
Yeah, I feel like that's because of science. You can only attract to you what you're harmoniously in vibration, whatever, in frequency with. That's obvious, and you don't need to do any research about that or anything, or like...
So is this why people get sick too? Are they vibrating?
They're
emotionally, intellectually involved in being sick, and so they.
Well, you're on the wrong frequency. You may not think that you're on the right frequency, but you're not. So you need to become aware that you're on the wrong frequency and change your frequency, and then you're will stop.
What about
being
all
sick.
Those like people in places like Mali? Are they just not? I mean, the whole country's vibrating poverty and. The whole nation is vibrating lack of money and lack of good sewage.
That's
but if they just said
the jinns and the stuff get out in the way of that.
Well, no, but that's all. That's not science.
Oh, right. I know. This is science. Yeah, you're right. They're all on the wrong frequency. It has nothing to do with economics either. Or like,
man, let's stop sending them money or help. Let's just send them like loads of books of
the secret. Yeah, well, and I know like the people in our
like take all the bread off the trucks and put
the secret. that was a great article.
The Onion article.
Yeah.
Where Christians
filled bread trucks with Bibles.
And so they.
And everybody was crying.
Drive into villages, and the people smell the bread coming from the truck, and they rush up to the truck.
And then the missionaries are like, "Here's a Bible," and then they all had tears in their eyes. That's off topic. Yeah,
right.
I mean, this is important time. We should not be distracted off of our frequency of...
Yeah.
Should I go on?
Yes.
Holding an image that you can't get something, you're on a vibration, you're not going to get it. But if you can see yourself with it, you know it's coming to you. You know it. You know it's only a period of time. You're not quite sure what the time is, but you know it's a period of time, and bang, that thing's going to manifest in your life.
Bang.
Okay.
You have controlled the vibration that you're in. The vibration, then, called the frequency, you put yourself in the frequency that you put your desires on. Let's suppose I want to have a lot of money. We were just talking about money.
Yeah, that's what I want, too. Very helpful. Very helpful. So let's suppose I want a lot of money.
Let's see how it works.
Relative to, let's say... this. There's one 100, here's 10, or 100 100s. So one's a lot relative to the other. Neither one is a lot. It just...
I could
deal with
either
that.
Either one of those is a really good amount. I'd be happy for one. I'm setting my frequency for that 100 right now. Okay.
If I want to collect a lot of money, I got to see myself with a lot of money. I got to mentally accept I've already got it. I don't let my bank account dictate that.
You dress for the wedding. For the wedding.
I don't let my bank account. I'm going to go in and be like, hey, man.
I am rich. I am filthy, stinking rich.
I know you don't think that I am, but I have this gun here. I'm just going to wave it around and be like, how is that different? People who take guns into stores are also on a certain frequency.
What are you talking about?
How is it going into the bank and being like, I have a lot of money. Give me my money.
Yeah, why don't you put it like write a check, take it to your bank for $10,000 and say, I want my money, please.
And when they don't give it to you, wave that thing that also has a frequency called a gun. And like... How is it different than robbing the bank, is what I'm asking.
Well, no, but you live into the reality that is. You dress for, like, dressing for the wedding, right?
That's
you
what know, I'm saying. We should dress not, for the wedding.
Yeah, the woman's not married, but she knows she's going to be, and so she buys her wedding dress.
She buys her wedding dress,
right,
and the baby clothes.
Sure enough, the vibrations attract a male.
This is so important because this is the science behind the theology.
I choose that. So choosing myself to see myself with the good I already desire, I'm on that frequency. Now the trick is to stay on that frequency.
So that's...
That's why we're not... That's why people do it.
I'm
staying
on the frequency. I'm falling
So
off.
This afternoon, we have to reaffirm that we're rich.
And that the house is clean. And like everybody came to church tomorrow. Like the whole town of Binghamton came to church.
We need to make sure we're doing that. Like
all afternoon.
Make decrees and declarations of that, because if we don't.
Well, and the you can't just, you have to.
Well, you have to emotionally, you have to believe it. You have to.
Create the frequency, set right. the frequency. So, yeah, okay, we got a lot of work. Actually, I thought we had the afternoon off, but actually.
This is like tough.
I'm going to be really tired, even as if I had cleaned the house.
Most right. people look at the results, and the results dictate the frequency they're on. That's why they keep getting the same results. They have the image in their mind. They're already reached the goal they want. They're already successful. And somebody else comes along and says, well, you haven't got those results. In my mind, I have. But they're not looking in my mind. They're looking at my present results.
Yeah, don't listen to the bank teller who says,
no,
sir.
No, sir, actually, you have no money at all.
Don't tell you she's
no, you'd be like, no.
That's not true.
That's not true.
I have $10,000 in my bank account and I want it right now.
No wonder America is like over. This is so irrational.
And if billions and billions of people bought this thing, watched this thing, think it's true.
No wonder we're all doomed.
Like, I remember when the book came out, I remember the there was a lady who I love at our church who said something very similar to that. Like, I said something like, are you sick? Oh, don't say that.
Yeah.
Don't say I'm sick. And so why? Because I'm well. And she was clearly sick.
What's so interesting is like in Mali, you can't say, oh, maybe it won't rain because people want rain. Maybe it won't. Oh, don't say that. It'll be your fault if it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
So, but that's because of the spiritual realm. Like the jinns. The jinns will hear you and they will keep it from raining. But here we have science as our jinn.
Yeah, we're not
like
we're not weird
like those primitive people over there. We're science.
This is science.
So much science. I love all the science.
And then pretty soon I start listening to them and think, but they're right. I look at my results, I haven't got it. Do you see why we keep getting this poor results? You've got to see yourself with the good you desire. You've got to hold that image in your mind. You've got to know it's going to come, and that will attract everything that's necessary. See?
It's really important not to listen to other people. That is so,
so
critical.
That's the key.
Don't listen to other people.
So the first law is the law of vibration. The second law is the law of attraction. But overarching all of that
is the law of
don't listen to anybody else.
Yeah. Certainly not Jesus.
I don't need that kind of negativity in my life.
I don't need any of it. No. Like, I was
reading. Now I listened to, you know, Joel Osteen and guys like that. And there is this thing. I think Rachel Hollis puts it in too. That if anyone's negative.
Yeah.
Or makes you feel.
That ruins your
icky,
frequency.
You cut them out of your life, mm-hmm. right? Because they're not.
This is why.
Right.
They're getting you off
your frequency. Getting you off your frequency. So just like Jesus, you know, when he met people who were negative and not. Yeah,
it got him off his frequency.
Always down on themselves and not believing in themselves. He just cut them off. He said.
So what's great is that the gospel reading for everybody else in the ACNA is Lazarus and the rich man. And Lazarus, really, his frequency was really bad. Like, with the sores and the.
Yeah.
What a failure.
Did he really ever.
He never said
to himself, I am rich.
No.
Or I am eating a feast right now.
Don't be disgusting.
These scabs are gone.
Yeah.
They're done right now. He never did. So it's really his own fault when you think about it.
Absolutely.
If you're poor right now, if you're mm-hmm. sick, if you're, you know, in a bad place in your life, well, look in the mirror.
You have no one.
That's who you can blame. Get on the right frequency right now.
Yeah. Gosh,
I don't have to give money to them either.
No,
right?
Not going to help.
I'm not going to give you my food because I attracted that food to myself by my good vibrations. Why should I share my vibrations with you when you have plenty of vibrations? The book.
I'm going to give you another copy of The Secret because clearly you didn't read the first one I gave you.
Nothing is created or destroyed. Everything's already here. If not in one frequency, certainly in another. Or not in one state, certainly in another.
Okay, this is really important because I learned early on in life, because I have wonderful women in my life, and at some point all of the women in my life realized that there's a universal fat law. So So it's really important that one woman not lose a lot of weight, because there's a constant amount of fat in the world. And if one person loses weight, that fat will have to go to another woman. And so one of the most charitable things you can do is not lose weight.
Just
if
eat.
You lose weight, you're putting that on someone else. So you bet you, as an act of charity, should keep your weight or even get a little bit fatter, because that's charitable.
Carry another sister's burden. So I think you should
go ahead and have another muffin.
Yeah. That way you'll get thinner.
Yeah, it's about Jesus and giving your life for others. The universal fat law is well known, and it is as important, I think, as the law of vibration. I mean, it's also science, so.
I've never heard of this. Is this
how did you not hear? Well, it's like a secret. Only some people know about it.
So that's why women hate when other women lose weight. That's why they get mad at them.
Well,
because they know, okay, you're trying to make me fat now.
You're trying to give me your fat. How dare you? How dare you? I mean, I'm just sitting here eating my muffin, and you're giving me your second, like, your fat. I don't even eat the muffin. It just comes to me through the vibrations. So,
we've got to get on the frequency, the good that we desire, and we will attract it into our life just as sure as it's going to get darker tonight. And we can do
it. I'm just like the dark night of hell that lasts forever. The darkness that never goes away.
Now, are you going to understand it just based on what I said? No, you probably won't. But at least I created an awareness.
I understand.
That's important. You know, creating awareness. This is
the
first step in
anything.
Changing things. And so, you know.
If you know more, you can do more.
Right.
Wait a minute. My body is a mass of energy. My mind, my brain, activates the brain cells. The brain is an electronic switching station. If I change my...
I just love that. My brain is... It's not even like what's Intel processor number what? Like, we don't even get to have what's the amount on my iPhone? How powerful is that? But no, I get an electronic switch. Is that like a train?
I don't know.
Gonna switch from one track to the other now. Okay, brain. Let's go.
Let's do it. 1, 2, 3. Switch.
Thinking, yeah, here my body changes. There's probably something here I should study. Hopefully on what I've told you, on what I've shared with you, is going to get you interested. See, everything my company teaches, we go into this.
He's got a company. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so all my money, he's busy vibrating all my money out into his...
The money just kind of flies out of our pockets because of all the vibration.
And all the awareness.
Depth. We help you understand you so that you can attract the good that you desire. But you've got to get in the right vibration. You've got to understand it. You've got to understand the natural laws that govern this whole universe. And if you don't understand them, you're leaving it up to chance or luck, and odds are pretty good it ain't going to happen very well.
Isn't one of the laws of the universe that everything dies and gets
slower? Yeah. Even...
Like, doesn't literally, like, everything die and slow down?
Everything does
isn't
die.
That one of the,
That's one of the laws.
One of the laws?
Right. That's maybe just because the whole universe doesn't have the right vibration. Jesus, maybe he rose from the dead because he didn't let his brain fall into the vibration of death. He vibrated life.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's obviously, obviously true. I wonder if he knew, though, about the secret. I mean... He would have done better.
Well, you know, I wish
he wouldn't have even had to die.
This guy's told us this is like the most important law in all.
You know, I feel like Jesus would have told us.
So why didn't? Well, why didn't he tell us?
Yeah.
Why
did we have to wait until Oprah?
Yeah.
Like, that's really mean. I even wonder if there is God, actually.
Can you understand it? I never went to school. I went to high school for 2 months.
Okay, I don't want to be a jerk here, because I do think you absolutely don't have to go to...
There are very wealthy, successful, brilliant people who don't go to high school or haven't gone to school.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to be an intellectual stuff. But Rachel Hollis also didn't go to school, and she makes up... She's very defensive about it. Like, I didn't go to college, and but I'm no worse than any of you. Okay, of course you don't have to go to college, but... You know, you can also read science books without going to school.
Yeah, you can educate yourself on things without going to school. Well, yeah, I guess he has. He's educated himself on vibration and making money.
He knows how to make money. People do go to college.
I mean, this is the perfect scam, right? There's a secret out there. The reason you're not rich is because there's this universal natural secret that I have access to. And you don't. And so, if you give me your money, I'll give you access to it. It's the perfect scam. Everyone wants this. I mean, it's just the name of the book. This is why I am poor and people hate me.
You know what song keeps going through my head because of this Christian song that I find incredibly creepy? Mm-hmm. It's in the secret, in the quiet place, something, I want to know you more.
In the secret.
In the quiet. Yeah. I want to know. And it goes on and on, and it's like creepy.
Well, they're all creepy. And all those songs are creepy because it's way too intimate.
In public, in church.
In the quiet place.
Yeah.
Let's
have a public liturgy.
Yeah.
I had a horrendous work record. I didn't hold a job. And all of a sudden, wham, like that. Very, very successful by almost anybody's standards. How did that happen?
Because you figured out the key to getting people to give you money by telling them some secret out there.
No, somebody's going to have been kind to him. But that's not actually what the secret says, so I'm confused.
Person took an interest in me, and he started to teach me. And I took an interest in what he was teaching. He said, if you do exactly what I tell you, you can give anything you want. I don't coach many people one-on-one. When I do, it costs them a lot of money, but they've got to agree they're going to do it.
I'm going to coach people one-on-one for a lot of money. Okay, you guys. New thing. I will be available to coach you one-on-one, but it's going to cost you.
And you got to do everything that you say.
You have to do exactly what I say, so.
That's a great idea, actually.
We should stop what we're doing right now.
Right.
Also, because I literally tell people to come to church, I think we should charge people to tell them to come to church.
Think of what we do for free around this place. We give, you know, premarital counseling, we talk to people about their problems in life, and we should charge.
We should charge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will help you. I will save your life, but this sermon is going to cost you.
It's going to cost you. I bet we're paid, but not by
the actual time that we're doing it. We give invaluable counsel.
Yeah.
I do think, just knowing human nature, that if we were to say that, which we would never say,
people would like it better.
The fact that this costs $150
for half an hour. It must be good. Of course, when they get it, it's going to be disappointing.
Then they pay for it.
They'll do what I say.
This is gold, right?
Yeah,
this
I think if I can charge you and you do what I say, I'm that's really good.
Should charge entrance.
I do what I tell them, and if they don't do it, then I don't help them. It's all over.
But you keep the money, right? You keep the money. You get a refund of the money. Do you refund their cash?
I get to do that too. I doubt. If you don't do what I say, I'm not helping you anymore. Because I wish I could say that.
No refunds.
I know you're not going to do what I say. This happens to me every single day. I tell people what to do, and then they literally don't do it. I should charge them. I should.
That's got to be the way it works.
Yes, it does.
Someone who understands something better than you understand it and do exactly what they tell you. They prove they know how to get the results.
God literally tells us what to do. He should charge us money. Don't murder. I'm literally telling you not to murder. And we're like, I'm going to go ahead and murder anyway. Because I feel like, I bet if God was like, you know what? I'm going to tell you exactly what to do. I'm going to charge you $150 an hour. Okay, ready? don't murder. And he'd be, I want you to do exactly what I'm saying right now. And then you'll be like, oh, okay, I just needed you to charge me $150 to be told exactly what to do.
Well, okay, now, but see, this is frustrating. I do, there's one person in particular who I have given good counsel to over the ages.
Epochs.
Yeah, in which I say, this person comes to me and says, I'm very depressed. I'm beset by this particular sin. Please help me. And I'll say, are you reading your Bible? Are you praying? No. Do you want to go to church? I go to church sometimes.
It's hard.
Right. So then, I'll say, okay. Well, what you need to do is you need to go home and read your Bible every day, and then pray every day. And I tell you, here's how you can pray more effectively. More, okay. And then we'll meet like 6 months later. I'm despondent. I'm depressed. My life is horrible. I'm not happy. Why? I'm beset with this sin. I know. What's going on? Well, I'm doing this. Well, have you prayed yet? No. So, yeah, it's frustrating.
Yeah.
I can see the frustration.
You should charge money now. Be like, right. I'm not going to tell you to pray until you give me...
When you give me the money, and then I tell you to pray. Yeah.
Then.
That would be no refunds.
Also, I don't have time for you because you never do. Like, you can't say... I'd be like, I'm not meeting with you again. Because you didn't do what I said the last time. Like, or my children. Right. Sorry, honey. You just literally did nothing that I told you to do today, so we're done here.
Forgetting them. Understand, this is an orderly universe you and I are a part of. We are God's highest form of creation. There's nothing that will equal us.
Yeah, well, so he's a Christian, or apparently.
Yeah,
he
God, thinks, we're the highest form of creation.
This is from God.
Okay.
We can accomplish anything, but we've got to raise our level of conscious awareness. We've got to understand these laws, and we've got to live in harmony with them.
Got it.
Start to get the good we desire. It's a beautiful thing to understand.
So God's like up there,
I know, there's nothing.
What's going on with you people? I've given you this law of attraction. Why do you keep whining to me? Why do you keep praying for things? What's your problem? I told you, just vibrate in a certain way and you'll get your stuff.
I know. Dummy. Science. There was the science.
And understand it. Solomon said, no, you're going to get understanding. Understand the law of vibration.
What?
Solomon said, when all you're getting, get understanding. I bet that's in the Passion Bible.
Yeah.
I think probably Solomon said it in the Passion Bible.
Right, because I thought, is he quoting from Ecclesiastes or from Proverbs, probably?
Yeah.
Because Ecclesiastes, Solomon said, yeah, I got a lot of understanding.
And it was pretty awful. And I got all the money, too, and I'm still really sad. And now I'm dying, so, oh well. I wish I had remembered my Creator in the days of my youth. Oopsie.
Understand that. Everything else, it's going to fall place for you. And Bob Proctor, thank you.
Well, that was...
Oh, thank you.
That was a worthwhile time spent on a Sunday morning.
So,
a Saturday morning.
I personally, my life has changed.
Yeah. I mean, I think this is the answer to all of our problems.
There's an interesting sort of little bit of corruption. I begin to hear like hints of, when Paul says, set your mind on things above. And there is in the Christian life a sense of already and not yet. You know, that Christ enacted something that has changed everything.
Right.
You could say that. And we don't realize it yet. We don't get to experience it, but it is already true. So we can live as though it's true, even though we haven't fully experienced it.
But see, the difference is our living into that truth. I hate that. Something very Episcopalian, didn't it? Living into something. But our living in light of that truth that's not what makes it happen.
Right.
It's going to happen.
Really
whether we
did happen. It's like, right. It's not me going to the bank and being like,
right.
I have $1 million. Give it to me right now. Like, he did already rise again. So...
So what do you do, if you see some woman you want to date, you just go to her and say, we're married. You're my wife. I want that. It's already taken place. It's a real it's a real thing now. So come home with me.
Let's go.
My wife.
Okay, isn't that what porn is, though?
I guess that's probably... Yes.
I mean, I feel like we live in this world of imagining that everything is already ours already.
Yeah.
And that's part of our problem. It's part of the apocalyptic nature of our society is that we're like, oh, no, it's now.
I want this now.
Now, and I'm having it.
In the present.
So, well, do you have anything else to say? Did you have another article or something?
Well, yeah, it is the way this is like now. It was really. I just want to read this. I thought this was kind of funny. Description of a book that was written by what's his name here? It is James Patrick Watson. Is that the same guy?
No. Was Proctor.
Okay, Watson. Now this is a Christian guy, and he wrote in response to The Secret. It's no secret because really. It's in the Bible, right? This whole vibration thing. It's been in the Bible a long time.
Yeah.
And so this guy says, it's no secret that God's law of attraction operates on and above the physical plane. And he credits the law of attraction to God and reveals this using verses in the Bible.
Yeah. I love it when people use verses in the Bible.
I mean, that just proves
that's
it.
My
that
favorite.
Makes it. That
it's
makes
a,
it.
This
How
is
can
good
you dispute?
As science.
So there's a book. Yeah, so there's verses in the Bible then talk about
You've
this.
You've got your laws of the universe, your electronic swishing station, and your verses in the Bible. So it's the trifecta.
Well, see, he says that, you know, the secret is a secular belief, but this guy says that the real secret is that this was, you know, part of God's way. He did it, and here's what the real law of attraction. In order for the law of attraction to work, the individual has to believe in himself. By knowing that one can do all things through Christ, which is exactly what that passage is talking about. I didn't know that Paul had in mind...
me getting a lot of money.
The law of vibration.
Yeah.
So by believing yourself...
I do.
And that you can do all things through Christ, because that passage is all about wealth... Watson's readers learn that believing in themselves is closely connected to spirituality and meaning in being faithful to God.
So self-worship?
Yeah.
My spirituality is that I worship myself.
Do you believe in yourself enough, though?
I'm going to work on it more today while I'm, like, keeping the universe in motion by my own desires.
Though previous Christian writers have touched on the law of attraction, no one has quite formulated it specifically the way Watson...
Wait. How much does the book cost? Because I'm glad that God waited until now.
Right. I mean, it's
and
been...
this book, again.
Imagine those poor Christians for 2,000 years who've gone without knowing.
And all the people in ancient Israel who had to, like, sit around in the wilderness, they should have been believing in themselves. Actually, they did believe in themselves.
Well, no, I mean, think about, you know, the poor people living during Augustine of Hippo's time. The poor Christians, you know, Rome falls, the city falls. Augustine writes this whole book on the difference between the city of God and the city of man, and, you know, it's all about, you know, how this world is passing away, and we have our true home in the heavens. But, you know, if there'd only been a chapter in there about believing in yourself,
we could have really...
then the heavenly city would be here. This would be the heavenly city.
Yeah.
But he's stupid. He didn't know.
Stupid Augustine. And everybody after him. Until Watson, is that his name?
Though previous Christian writers have touched on the law of attraction, no one has quite formulated it specifically the way Watson has.
God.
What's wrong with everyone? Believe in oneself is predicated on the fact that one is grateful for the gift of self.
Oh, I'm grateful for the gift of self.
One that comes from God, and that all blessings gravitate naturally to those who understand this and make it their work in their lives. So you give it, really, instead of vibrating right, you have to have an attitude of gratitude for yourself.
For yourself. You know what I don't like? People who really believe in the gift of themselves. That's the part that ticks me off, because when I'm like grateful for the gift of myself, but like, can you please stop with your gratitude about yourself anywhere near me, because it's getting in the way of mine.
Right. I mean, who's, well, I mean, I guess it depends on, you know, who has a greater belief in the self.
Yeah.
That's who's gonna win that little battle. But we should listen to this guy, because he's a public speaker and first-time author, and this is capitalized here, this part, a certified life coach.
Okay.
Like, you and I might be life coaches or something, but we're not certified life coaches.
How much more can you charge?
What is a life coach?
When you get a certification, can you charge a lot more money? Because I really like that cash.
And where does one get
the
certification for life coaching?
I mean, yeah, you can get it. I'll Google it later. I think we should stop what we're doing and do that, though, because...
Life coaching.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I do with my life, is I life coach, and nobody
but,
does what I do.
Yeah, but you don't have a license for it.
I'm not charging any money.
No one's certified you as a life coach.
Yeah.
I want that.
Okay.
Get a badge with it or something? Like, do you get a hat or a uniform?
You get to...
I mean, I already have a collar, but that doesn't do me any good.
Nobody listens to you. It's the wrong thing.
Maybe if I had a life coach hat, like, and a whistle.
Wrong. Stop it. Stop doing that.
Give me 20 push-ups for
Yeah, that. You didn't do what I said.
Run laps.
So can I read from the Passion?
Yes, we're probably...
I feel like we've gone a long time, and it's time for our Passion reading. Of the week.
We have gone 51 minutes. All right.
Okay. All right. So this is from the Passion, Hebrews, chapter 12, I guess. As for us, we have all these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds, each affirming faith's reality.
What?
You know what was really awful in like the Bible, where they had this beautiful sentence that they constructed in English? Such a great cloud of witnesses. That needed to be fixed by the Holy Spirit. Because now it's...
Who understood what that even meant?
It sounds much better. We have all of these great witnesses who encircle us like clouds. Each affirming...
What kind of clouds are they?
...faith's reality. There's not enough affirmation of faith's reality by
affirming
people.
Faith's reality. What does that mean?
I just want to affirm you right now. You're...
Affirming faith's reality. I just want to... What does that mean?
That's what...
Hey, it's true! Faith is out there!
I know.
What are they... I don't know what that means.
Okay. So we must let go of every wound that has pierced us and the sin we so easily fall into.
Let go of
They worked really hard to end with the word into.
I know that.
It's like saying, where are you at?
What is it with the ending of sentences with prepositions?
It's the changing of the language. I need to let go of my
I refuse to let go of that. You know, P.G. Woodhouse constructs entire paragraphs out of one sentence to avoid ending.
The word into. What I would like is the P.G. Woodhouse version of the Bible. If this guy can do the Passion Bible, why couldn't we have the P.G. Woodhouse Bible? Oh, I would pay so much money for that.
That's true.
Okay. Also, I'd like to know how we can let go of every wound that has pierced us. Because
one of the things
that wounds have to be healed, you can't just like...
Man, I hate this. Now I'm confused about what the actual text says. What is this?
it's ruined it. I thought it was like, put down the things that your burdens or whatever, throw off every encumbrance.
Yes. That's a wound, your wounds.
Yeah, that's not an encumbrance. It's like... garbage that you're carrying around, meaning that like you're anyway. I know now I can't remember what that
says.
Okay, then we will be able to run life's marathon race with passion and determination. It's important to run
with passion.
For the path has been already marked out before us.
Does the text say run with passion?
No, it doesn't say run with passion.
What does it say?
It says run the race. Doesn't say that
with passion.
No, it doesn't.
Does it say? Is there another word that it has? It's instead of passion.
I
just preached on this like last year. I should know.
It really drives it out of your mind, though, doesn't it? Like you can't remember what the Bible actually says. Hebrews 12. Okay. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses. That's stupid, the way it's written.
Yeah. Or what are they affirming?
Oh,
are they affirming
us? Lay aside every weight and sin, which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance.
Okay.
The race that is set before us. Well,
yeah. Well, passion and endurance are both the same thing, right? Because the same thing that passion is, it certainly endures. You know, I feel something and I always feel that forever in the same way without any kind of... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Replace endurance with passion.
And determination. When you join passion with determination, you get endurance, I guess.
So if you're not feel... This is really... Okay, this is consistent with the vibration law.
Yeah.
Because if you're running with passion...
You're in the right frequency.
Right. Yeah. Where maybe you get to see the cloud people around you at that point.
Who are affirming faith's reality.
Right. Where did that come? That's not even in the text. There's nothing like that. They're surrounded by a cloud of great cloud of witnesses. They're not affirming anything in the Bible, right? In the actual biblical text. That's just added. That's the Holy Spirit said, you know what? That was an incomplete thought in my part back 2000
Sorry.
Years ago. Sorry.
I know there's also the passion reading. We forgot to include that. The secret.
Yeah, sorry.
So we'll put it in this time. Okay, so verse 2. That was all verse 1. We look away from the natural realm and we fasten our gaze onto Jesus, who, I think I was going to throw up saying this, who birthed faith within us. Jesus. And who leads us forward into faith's perfection.
Okay, you know, there's underneath that is a really nice Calvinist sentiment.
Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, for whom the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God.
That's the old Bible, right?
That's the old Bible.
The obsolete Bible.
No, this new Bible, Jesus birthed faith within us. His example is this, : because his heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his.
What?
He endured the agony of the cross and conquered its humiliation.
Wait. So, whoa. So
and
what?
Now sits exalted in the right
so
hand of God.
So, the joy set before him was you.
His heart was focused on the joy of knowing that you would be his.
That?
Yeah. Whereas here it says, for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. That was you. You're the joy.
I am Jesus's joy.
Yeah.
Without me, I mean, could he be happy?
No.
I don't. I would.
You're don't. His secret. You're his vibration. You're his electronic switching station.
I mean, I thought the joy set before him was principally his father and pleasing his father.
But... No, that's stupid. He is now exalted at the right hand of God, though, so that's fine.
I thought that was also part of the joy there. It wasn't, but really the Holy Spirit's saying, it's been about me all the time. It has literally been about me.
Well,
all creation.
Like, the Holy Spirit's not saying that about himself, he's saying that about you.
No, I know. I'm saying, right. The Holy Spirit's just saying, everything is about, really, it's not about Jesus, it's about me. Jesus is about me.
Yeah. And the Bible's about me. And I'm about me, and the secret's about me, and all these frequencies are about me.
It's a nice day, isn't it?
And I have so much money now.
Right.
So, and I bet when I go home, because I have all my vibration frequencies, that my computer will turn on.
I eat donuts, and I don't get fat.
I declare, in Jesus' name.
I eat lots of donuts.
Lots and lots of donuts.
And I never gain weight. It's just the way it is.
Yes.
My metabolism is set at a frequency so high, it's vibrating so much, that I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah. Well.
There we are.
Amen. I feel like we've done all we can do, and we should give this gift of ourselves to the world, and we'll be back next week.